Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, I just had to go live today. For to be silent, to me, would be being compliant. But let's start with the end in mind. Romans 8, verse 37, we read, despite all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. He only leads us continually in victory. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And Christ, for the joy that was set before him, endured even the cross. The Lord wants his people strong in these days, strong in his ways, strong in his voice, strong in his truth. And we will not be undone, but we will overcome, and we will see our great God, the God of all creation, the maker of heaven and earth, the God of Israel, which is just one of his names, greatly glorified in these days. And we can read in Isaiah 61, as I was worshiping in church this morning, I felt led to go to this verse, looked it up on my phone, and I began to declare and to decree this over Israel, because the word of God tells us that with the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands. Well, God, that high praises in the Hebrew, in the Psalms, you've probably heard me say that before. It means those executive praise. We can come into a place in worship where we literally partner with heaven on earth. We declare and we decree, so shall it be. And as I worship the Lord, I began to give out those executive orders from his word, to return God's word back to him again. And we can read, this is what I was declaring and decreeing, and I pray that you will join with me at this time, as we pray this over our brothers and sisters, over Israel, over the hostages, over those who are suffering and in such dire torment at this time. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted. That is the call to every believer. So many are looking to governments. In fact, I posted up on my Instagram stories and my Twitter X, as they call it now, and social media, just the images, as came out on Saturday, of the three hostages, those dear Jewish men that were released. One that was married to an English woman, had two English Israeli daughters. And the family in England was heartbroken, because as they saw him released, looking like skin and bones, they didn't know if he as yet knew the fate of his wife and children from October the 7th, where they were brutally murdered by Hamas. And I broke, my heart was ripped in two as I heard the truth that he only knew of their deaths whenever he looked and hugged on the family who were there to greet him and said, where are they? Where are they? I sense the call of God going out from his throne to his own right now on behalf of his own Israel. Where are they? Where is the church? Where are those who were called to be my comfort on the earth for my people Israel? Where is their voice? Where is their help and their support at this time? Well, may a remnant rise and we say, oh, here I am, Lord, send me. I will be your voice of hope and comfort and strength to your people. For as we saw those awful images that looked like scenes from the Holocaust of those three men, so frail, so thin, and in fact, medical doctors in Israel have said it's going to take months, maybe years, for their bone density and for them to heal and to recover as their healing now begins. Only the Holy Spirit, only the Lord, only the church, his church on the earth, can truly be the wonders we're called to bring comfort. Comfort ye my people, is the call that has gone out and is going out yet again to God's church, to those who will listen, who will lean in, and who will arise at this time. Because I had a number of responses that came back on my stories, all hugely supportive, and on my social media, but some were saying, Trump. Trump needs to do something. President Trump, others in the UK, our Prime Minister, our governments need to rise up and do something. Well, I'm bringing it first and foremost back to me. I need to do something as a child of God. We are the Church of Jesus Christ. We are the only ones, the only entity, the body on the earth that is called and that can comfort our brothers, our sisters. Because when Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, that church he was speaking of at the time, he spoke to Jews. Simon Peter, a Jew. The early church was established as a Jewish church. It was only later in the day that we, the non-Jews, called Gentiles, came in. It speaks in the scriptures. The good news, the gospel, the good news is first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. When did we, the church, ever assume the position that we'd replace that? That somehow we were the first and Israel was secondary? Israel is first. She is the firstborn of God's children on the earth. We are the secondborn, the church, grafted into Israel. Let us know our position in Christ. Let us be so thankful for all that our Jewish and brothers and sisters in Israel has paid the price for us to enter into this great salvation that we can enjoy today. Let us be thankful that we, the church that will be able to prevail against every enemy, is the church that is built upon the apostles and the prophets, is established upon the premise of Israel first, to the Jew first, then the Gentile. I am just coming today with the word of the Lord to reverse the deception that has been going out on the earth. It's so prevalent right now in these days. We were warned in the scriptures that the last days would be characterized by deception. And a huge deception right now is with regard to Israel and the church. So many believers are so confused. And I believe that is because the church, in many cases, has been silent as to our responsibility towards our wonderful, the firstborn brother on the earth, which is Israel. So let me get back to this verse. Wow, I'm sensing God's anointing on this word today. And because I love you so much and I love the church so much, I long for your lives. I long for his church to be blessed. And we can only truly be blessed when we truly bless Israel and we know our purpose and fulfill that purpose towards her at this time. So let me get back to Isaiah 61. He has sent me. The church, put your name in there if you are a believing believer today. By that I mean someone who believes God's word, takes him at his word, and then we activate his word through our lives. And to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. We declare, we decree, so shall it be, that every captive there in Gaza, every hostage, every prisoner will be released and set free by the word of the Lord. We return your word to you today. We're partnering with heaven on earth. We're taking our responsibility as your church and we're crying out to you, Lord, let there be such an illumination, a light in those tunnels, every place where every hostage has been hidden in Gaza, Lord. Let every enemy be eliminated and let there be an illumination of where every hostage is hidden and let your light shine bright in this darkness for the glory of your name and for the restoration and the healing of Israel. Comfort to her in these days. Wow. So, verse 2, he has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come. I declare that over Israel today. Your time of favor is now. You have been re-established in your land as of 1948, never to be uprooted again. What's more, the land is the Lord's. Israel belongs to the Lord, and God has given Israel to the Jewish people for eternity, forevermore. And with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel right now, He will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, Jesus, your Messiah, Yeshua, will pour out such righteousness upon you. You will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. And of course, we, the church, we love those verses. We've taken those for ourselves. I've taken them for my life, but I know my position. It's to Israel first and then to the Gentiles. So let's get things in the right perspective. Seek first the King and his kingdom and his righteousness, his order of things. And then all other blessings are added to us. Are you getting it today? Are you receiving his word today? Because it's key to your blessing today in Jesus' mighty name. And Isaiah 62 verse 1. Because I love Zion. That word Zion, it means the marked ones. Those who have been marked, it looks like they've been marked for destruction for so long. For you believers, maybe you felt like that marked one, that target of the enemy many times. Well, let me tell you, you are marked now for favor. You are marked now for the blessing, for the destruction of every evil against you and for your restoration. You have been marked for great gain to come out of your pain. You have been marked to rise again and shine. For your light, the illumination of God's timing, of his favor, of his love, of his light, Jesus Christ is shining bright this year, uncovering the works of darkness. He is going to bring out those riches stored in darkness, hidden in darkness, and in those secret places. That's the word of the Lord, and we return it to him today. And if you're wondering why I'm tucked away out here, I was in tears. This was so on my heart. You can probably see my eyes are probably still looking a bit puffy, but it's not about me. This is about God's word going out with clarity today and us rising in our responsibility anointedly to be his church, to be his voice on the earth at this time, and to make his truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Our choice. Because I love Zion, Isaiah 62, 1, I will not keep silent because my heart yearns for Jerusalem. I will not stop praying for her until her righteousness shines like the dawn and her salvation. God is coming to save her out of all of her troubles, and her salvation blazes like a burning torch. The nations will see your righteousness. God will make right all that has been wronged and brought against you. World leaders will be blinded by your glory. The nations are going to see God's glory rise upon Israel once more. And I want to be on the right side, on God's side of his story. Let us, church, not be fearing what man's thinking, what our opinions circulating out there are, what media is saying. I've been told many times when it comes to Israel, oh, Christine, can you not just quieten it down a bit? It's divisive. God speaks in the last days, there will be a clear division. There's going to be that separation of the sheep from the goats, from those who will truly stand for truth and will not take the pathway of ease, and for those who will go for what will just appease the world and what will maybe bring ease to them naturally, but supernaturally and long term, we're choosing the wrong path. Let's choose life today. And I want to say that as we go forward in God's way, we are going to abound with his joy, with his peace, with his strength. We're going to be a part of seeing God's prophetic fulfillment come about on behalf of his children Israel and on the earth at this time, because in these days all of the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. The whole world is going to know it. They're going to see it. His glory, his light is going to shine bright. The full weight of his presence is going to be manifest in these days, just as the waters cover the seas. And in closing and wrapping this up today from Esther, when I think of how she was there in comfort, just like many of us in our churches today, many of us in our very blessed lives, wherever we are around the world, and we look at these images of what's going on in Israel, and as actually Israel fights a fight of freedom and of truth against a terrible, wicked ideology and enemy that wants to annihilate Israel, but also wants to annihilate every believer in God and in Jesus Christ. That's the truth of it. They will, that ideology often says, and it states very clearly, that first they come for the Saturday people, which is the Jews, then they come for the Sunday people, that's the Christians too. So just to put things into perspective for you, I didn't mean to say any of this today, but I'm just going with the word of the Lord. Esther, she was in her comfort, she was married to the king. And then she got word that there was Mordecai, a family member of hers, that was at the city gates, at the gates of the palace. And there he was in sackcloth and in ashes. He was making a scene. That was a sign of mourning. It was a sign of just looking undone and a heap because you were so devastated by loss. And she sent word to try and find out quickly, what's going on with him? Get him some clothes, get him sorted out. And he sent word back from Esther's trusted advisor that Esther, do not think that by you being silent that you're going to escape this. God will raise up a deliverer for Israel, for our Jewish brothers and sisters, from someone else if he needs to. But who knows that you have been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this? What altar has the Lord before you to pour your life, your voice, his purposes for you out from? What platform has the Lord then given you to stand upon and to proclaim help for Israel, prayers for Israel? Israel doesn't just need maybe church. You think, oh, well, we give it some of our money to Israel. I've heard my Jewish brothers and sisters say, oh, we appreciate that. To rebuild, that's part of the prophetic fulfillment, how we, the Gentiles, the non-Jews, will be part of rebuilding Israel for them. And we're seeing that happen increasingly all around us in these days. But Israel needs our voice. She needs our prayers. We can return God's word to him, and we can cry out to God to do what he promised to do. The scriptures tell us to give God no rest. Those watchmen, watchwomen on the walls, give him no rest. Don't let up your praying until he makes Israel the praise of all the earth. She is not the curse word of all the earth. In God's eyes, she's going to be raised high above every nation, and she's going to be the praise of all the earth. So I suggest that we're going to have an opportunity. We're going to repent and pray that God will forgive us if up until this time we haven't been fulfilling his great commission for us as his church and as his children on the earth at this time on behalf of Israel, because we want to be blessed. And I love you so much. I want you to be blessed. I know it's key to your blessing. And those who stand with Israel, God will stand with too in these days. And as was said to Esther, do not think by you being silent, by you just trying to take your popular vote, by you hiding away, that that's going to make you immune from anything that is to come. No. God will raise up a deliverer, but it will be from someone else. But I don't know about you. I want to be one of the faithful few that pleases my Father and that pours out my life to fulfill his purposes on the earth at this time, to be his voice. Make his will, his purposes, my choice. And then we're going to, that's why I find joy even through the tears, because I know I've read the end of the book, and Israel, the church, win. That's speaking to not those who are maybe that in the church in name only, but those who are in action, who are fulfilling God's purpose on the earth at this time. Are you ready to pray? I hope that you receive this word as it's been intended today, with all of my love, with all of the love of God and the yearning of God in his heart for every one of you and for his church to be blessed. And if your church is silent at this time of such atrocities that are being poured out, and it's quiet on behalf of Israel, then I pray that that will not be you. You be the voice. You be the change. Let this conviction be strong in you. this day that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord and we will stand as one with Israel in these days for God's kingdom come and for great blessing, glory and revival to break out on the earth in his church. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word today. Oh God, it was like fire burning inside of me, Lord. And I pray that you, by your Spirit, will set many churches, hearts, lives ablaze today to stand on your word, your truth, to, Lord, love your people, Israel, your ways. We take your word on your terms, oh God. And we pray, build your church, Lord. And Lord, may the gates, as you promised us, Jesus, of hell, not prevail against her in these days as we stand as one. And Father, we pray, Lord, that your light now shines into the dark crevices, Lord, into every dark place and illuminates, Lord, those treasures of darkness. Bring every hostage home. Bring those Bebus babies and the mother home. Every hostage, Lord, bring them out of darkness into your glorious light. Heal and restore Israel once more, Father. Make her that praise and glory in all the earth. Treasures of darkness, those hidden treasures in secret places. We call them forth now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. See you soon.